AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A source tells AP Border Patrol Commander Greg Bovino and some agents are expected to leave Minneapolis as early as tomorrow. Sagar Magani reports President Trump made an abrupt shift after federal agents there killed another protester over the weekend.
After weeks of hammering Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, the president says they had a very good call and are now on a similar wavelength. The president says he's also sending border czar Tom Homan to Minneapolis after weekend comments by top administration officials suggesting protester Alex Preddy was a domestic terrorist. Videos and eyewitness accounts contradict that. Trump spokeswoman Caroline Levitt says she's never heard the president suggest Preddy was a terrorist.
He has said that he wants to let the investigation continue and let the facts lead in this case.
A Homeland Security spokesperson says investigators are now reviewing body camera footage from multiple angles of Preddy's shooting. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Many across the country are facing another night of below freezing temperatures and no electricity after the weekend's massive winter storm. The summit brought snow while parts of the south were coated in ice. At least 28 deaths have been linked to the weather. Allison Santarelli at the National Weather Service.
We've got extremely cold air that's going to move in to a lot of these locations that received all of this winter weather yesterday. It's all going to move in there today. And that's only going to prolong the dangerous travel and infrastructure impacts well into the week.
There was a deadly plane crash as snow hit Bangor, Maine last night. Experts say the jet, which flipped over and burned on takeoff, is prone to problems with ice on the wings. There are discrepancies on how many were aboard. The FAA says 7 were killed and a crew member survived, but a flight manifest shows 6 people. This is AP News. President Trump says he's increasing tariffs on South Korean goods because the country's National Assembly has yet to approve a U.S. trade framework. And Seth Sutel has the AP Markets report.
Stocks ticked higher on Wall Street, while other markets made even bigger moves, including another record-setting run for the price of gold. The S&P 500 rose 0.5%. The index won back the ground it lost last week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 313 points. That's about 0.6%. The NASDAQ Composite rose 0.4%. Baker Hughes rose 4.4%. The energy company delivered a stronger profit report than analysts expected. The price of gold closed above $5,000 an ounce for the first time. The price of silver surged even more. The value of the U.S. dollar slid again versus other currencies, especially the Japanese yen. Seth Sutel, New York.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.